In an effort to dispel some of the mysteries of electronic music, we shall examine in the next hour the electronic music studio in the School of Music at the University of Iowa. Taking a leisurely and detailed tour through this facility, which is typical of such installations, containing a collection of electronic gear specially designed for the generation, the control, modification, and processing, and the recording of sounds. It should be noted that this equipment does not necessarily produce music. It produces instead an infinite variety of sounds. We may make the comparison with traditional musical instruments. A clarinet, for example, does not necessarily produce music, nor does a violin, nor a string quartet, nor an orchestra. It is rather people who make music. Composers, conductors, performers. In the same way, it is the composer in the studio, not the machines, who produces music. Thus, our tour through the various technical apparatuses of the studio may be compared with a treatise on musical instruments, on orchestration, where we are exposed to certain basic sound characteristics of instrumental families and their members. In an electronic studio, however, we are dealing with sound characteristics at a more fundamental level. What is it that produces electronic sounds? Well, what is it that produces sound? Vibrations, of course, of a string, a reed, an air column, any struck object, which vibrates in certain ways and sets up waves of compression and rarefaction of air molecules, which we perceive when they strike our oral receptors, our eardrums. In the electronic medium, it is voltage that is vibrating, or rather oscillating, in certain ways, positive and negative, that is, above and below a neutral point of rest, and amplified, driving the cone of a loudspeaker, push-pull, in and out, setting up the same waves of molecular compression and rarefaction which we perceive as sound. An electronic synthesizer is nothing less than a collection of electronic modules which generate, control, modify, and process low-level voltages. With these things in mind, then, let us look more closely at a synthesizer.